from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Had a few.
Yeah, that's this show.
Riding in my car. And I'm listening to the radio.
It's time for Dukes and Bell.
Oh, someone told me it's the Black Beverly Hills. Is that true?
Driving in Atlanta just got a whole lot more bearable.
Welcome to the party, pal.
Hi, everybody. Carl Dukes and Mike Bell. The names that mean goodness.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Carl Dukes.
I drink and I know things.
Oh, don't question my authority, thanks.
King Kong ain't got on me.
Sometimes you just gotta call somebody, and I'm not ashamed to say it. You know,
And Mike Bell.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Hope you guess my name.
Bring a pitcher of beer every 7 minutes till somebody passes out, and then bring one every 10 minutes, right?
Get ready for the best 5 hours of your life.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
Don't believe me, just watch.
This is Dukes and Bell.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
You know what? Why don't we start doing the stuff that other guys have done on other radio shows around the country?
No.
On Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are live at Hooters in Buford, Mall of Georgia location. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Mike Bell, day one of practices today up at Flowery Branch, and we were there.
Yes.
You will get a chance a little bit later on to hear from Clark Phillips, who is battling for one of those starting corner spots. But the news today, guys, has to do with Kirk Cousins because it's something we've been contemplating for a while on this show. And probably months ago, after he signed, one of the things I said was, you think he'll play in the preseason? And Mike was like, oh, that's a great question. I don't know. And you've been throwing it around, and I know we've been talking about it. The irony about what happened today was Raheem Morris, Mike, addressed the media before practice. And when he was asked this question, his answer was, well, we've got a few weeks to determine what we want to do, so we're just not going to go ahead and make that decision.
He kind of paraphrased it. We talked about like there was like benchmarks and like parts of practice, and if he does this, you know, they're going to advance through that stage. But he said, I'm not, and he was smart enough to not box himself in and say definitively yes or no that Kirk Cousins was going to play preseason. But that's how we started practice.
Correct. So the coach says, we'll talk about it down the road.
We'll evaluate each few weeks and see what happens.
Kirk Cousins comes to the podium today, and it was great that we got a chance to hear him. By the way, if you're wondering, Dukes and Bill, how does his leg look? His leg looks fine.
Right.
Okay? He's running plays.
Doesn't look like a guy who just had an Achilles injury less than 8 months ago.
Yes. He's out there. He looks fine. But Cousins comes to the podium, and when he was asked about, hey, Kirk, you're going to play in the preseason, listen to what he said.
I want to play, but I think that ask fell on deaf ears. I think, Raheem's model is you're not playing. Like, that's just not – and I don't know if I'm letting the cat out of the bag or anything, but his approach was like, that's just not how we want to do things. I'm sure maybe I could persuade him. Maybe there's a conversation. Who knows how the Dolphins practices go. Maybe he wants to see us in the game. It's just so much that can change. But, I think seeing live bullets and playing is helpful, but I also understand the logic behind not doing it. And you know, everything we do is calculated, and that will be as well.
This was the concern about the Achilles injury. Just when will we see him? You asked the question, will we see him in week 1? I said, well, we have to. whether he's ready or not, he's got to be out there. But this is a little something that you and I chopped up yesterday. I think he'll be in those controlled environments where he's wearing the red jersey, where nobody gets to hit him against the Dolphins or against the Ravens in those scrimmages, which they have to do now with only 3 weeks of preseason. But you're going to see Michael Penix. He was asked later, the coach, about they're going to basically second quarterback duties will be shared between Penix and Heinicke. Okay. I think the fans are going to want to see Penix. And I think, Carl, what I told you yesterday, I think it's going to happen. You're never going to see Cousins out there on TV or at Mercedes-Benz this preseason. It's going to be all Penix and Heinicke.
It is. And I said this to one of our listeners who said, I don't like this. Listen, he's a new toy at Christmas. We want to open it and we want to play with it.
Right.
Okay? I get that. But I don't need to see Kirk Cousins in the preseason. Guys, he's got 12 years in the National Football League behind him. You want to see him? Go turn on the tape. Go see what he did with Washington. Go see what he did with Minnesota. And I guarantee you what you saw for 8 games last year when he was leading the league in passing and touchdowns with 18 when he got hurt is what we're getting. I understand you have this you know, thing that, hey, well, if he doesn't, you know, we don't see him, we don't really know what he's going to be. Mike, I don't feel that way. I do agree with you, though. How much does this help Penix? Because he needs the reps.
Guys, here's the deal. You know, there is a small, and this was the argument a lot of our listeners said, and whether they wanted, you know, you started this, bring him home, hashtag Justin Fields, bring him home. But whether guys wanted Fields or anybody else out there, even it was, I don't know, if you wanted Baker Mayfield. The argument was, is a guy who's age 36 to be 37 going to be able to function the way you need him to coming off an Achilles injury 8 weeks after Aaron Rodgers had his?
Yes.
And so now I get into, look, I think it's not a matter of whatever the presentation, oh, I can't have a quarterback controversy. No, no, no. I need to have Michael Penix Jr. ready to play NFL football because I don't know if Cousins can go.
That's
not hype. That's real.
That's the thing. So is this good news? Absolutely it is, because now we know definitively that he has been told, again, not his own doing, because he said, hey, I'd play. But he's been told, which coach didn't tell us today, you're not going to play in the preseason.
And by the way, we also learned something today, something you know about us on our show if you've been listening the last 10 years. Carl knows I can't keep a secret. So Carl can't tell me anything because I will blab it out. It'll just bleh, it'll come out. We also know that this guy, Kirk Cousins, cannot keep a secret. Starting with the introductory press conference, when he talked about talking to the training staff, which cost us a fifth-round pick. And then today, he was probably not supposed to say, oh, by the way, I'm not going to play in the preseason. So, I mean, I love the guy. I love the honesty. All we ever ask and beg for is honesty from our athletes. But, oops, I mean, keep it zipped up there, bud.
I don't know if he was told not to say anything or if this was just an understanding after a conversation that they had where he said, hey, you know, this is probably where we're going to go. And Kurt said, okay, cool.
Right.
And this is the first official day where he's been asked that question. And I think he just came out and said what he said. Right. It's Dukes and Bell. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Want to hear what you think about that. Again, I'm getting a lot of, I don't like it, Dukes. I understand.
Right.
But it's not going to be a bad thing for us. What about Kirk? And here's another thing that he talked about today. Talking about, you know, the first day of practice. By the way, he was going with the ones. We said this.
Right.
The rolling out and all the stuff that we saw. And again, take it with a grain of salt. This was not full pads, and guys were not coming after him. But the first full day of camp, or at least on the field, he looked good, and here's what he said about it.
Great to get back out here. Obviously, in my situation, it's just great to be moving around in football cleats again and feeling stronger, being able to compare it to 6 weeks ago. I feel much more athletic and much less, you know, pain. And so it's just exciting to be back in it and expecting to be able to, you know, practice full go here, and, you know, heaven forbid there would be a setback. You know, outside of that, I feel ready to go, and that's exciting because it has been a long journey. So, you know, tomorrow we'll be able to pick up the tempo a little more, and can't wait for that.
They'll pick it up. Mike, you said it. How did Rod describe these blocks that were – it's like building blocks.
Yeah, apparently, and I'm paraphrasing, but there's going to be a group of practices, and there'll be sort of a tier or a segment, and he'll advance through those, and there'll be another segment, and then again, more stuff will be loaded into the offensive playbook, I presume. And then eventually they'll come – before we heard Kirk Cousins, no, I'm not playing. But then the idea was that they will evaluate if he's ready to go, and then we'll see him. But you know Kirk Cousins, guys, he's a competitor. He wants to show – you know, he wants to show out here in Atlanta. You know how much he's embraced the city. He wants to get out there. And, like, he was blindsided by the Michael Penix draft pick. That's water under the bridge. But the guy wants to play. But the coaches will evaluate what they see, you know, in these scrimmages, going down to Miami to start. But the fans, the guys, I give credit. A lot of folks said, man, I don't not like the pick, but I don't like the fact you might not be able to start the season. And that's not a complete, you know.
You're talking about Cousins? Oh, man,
yeah, Cousins. Yeah, Cousins.
Okay, gotcha.
Cousins might not be able to start the season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Now, look, he looked okay, but it wasn't like he was making hard cuts or anything. It was a walkthrough. There's a couple of passes. Carl and I were joking around. And this is not a knock on the Falcons, guys. This is across the league. Carl and I both got to our first NFL camps in covering media in the mid-90s. I saw Don Shula's Dolphins,
yeah,
you know, with like Marco Coleman and Brian Cox getting after like Keith Jackson.
It's a different world.
I mean, it's a completely different world where guys are in full pads going at it right from the jump. And this is almost like baby spit compared to that.
Yeah. And here's the other thing. Chris and I were talking about this. We're live at Hooters in Buford, guys, Mall of Georgia. Come on out and see us. We'll be here till 7 tomorrow. One more day here in the next week, a couple more days throughout the course of camp. But, you know, the thing for me is the NFL realized a long time ago when this sport started to grow that it was more than just football. When you go back to those camps, Mike, and I think a lot of it just had to do with getting guys ready for the grind of 16 games and preparing their bodies. The only way you get ready to play football is you play football. Mm. And when you talk to older coaches, they will tell you that the only way you get ready to play football is I hit you, right, you hit me. That is it. And now what the NFL has said is, wait a minute, we got 18, 22 weeks of entertainment we got to put out here for the general public. How do we stretch this out and make sure that the stars of the league and the players you want to see are potentially going to be healthy? We don't hit in camp. We don't do these two-a-days. We don't do all the things that used to just drain your body the way that they used to do it. So for fans, and again, many of you have been to camps and you know this, you're like, man, they're not really doing anything out there. A lot of this is mental. It's mental reps. It's running plays. It is making sure guys know where they're supposed to be and lined up. And you say, well, all of that is, you know, inconsequential. It's not. Mike, right, that stuff will get you beat. You line up in the wrong spot. If you don't know the mental rep of where you're supposed to be, that's the kind of stuff that will get you beat. So that's what they're really going at now. But by the weekend, they'll start hitting.
And especially for the defense. And you always say, well, defense, you just see the ball, get the ball. No, but there's nuances to the defense and these rookies, especially with those all those dudes that we've added in the draft that are making up the rotation defensive line, linebacker core. So those guys got to pick it up. But one thing that's really cool, and there was a comment, and we'll talk about it throughout the show, but you and I were just talking before our show began, that when we were talking to Bijan Robinson, I asked him, I was joking around, you and I were asking him some questions, and I said, hey man, do you tell Zach Robinson about that wheel route against the Saints? Because that's a good play. We can do more of that. He talks to the media and basically says, I'm not saying he's throwing shade at Arthur Smith, but the quote that he did, I get to raise some eyebrows, talking about that Bijan, I'll give you the direct quote so I don't misquote him. He says that Zach Robinson, they talk a lot about the game together, even drawing up plays together. Quote, having an offensive coordinator that hears you and that asks questions is everything to me. It reminds me of the Sark days at Texas, which some of us would say, if you read between the lines, means it leapfrogged from his days at Texas to his days today at Zach Robinson. It didn't happen with Arthur Smith last year. Arthur Smith told him, here's what we're going to do.
And I'll say this, and I don't want to make this out to be more than what it is, but if you work for somebody and they allow you to be yourself, you're probably going to be more productive. If you work for somebody who says, you know what, this is how I need you to be every day, and this is how I need you to come to work, and this is how I expect your attitude to be, you're probably going to be less receptive. I think the reins, Mike, have been taken off of this team, and it's allowing guys to have personality. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to see guys wilding out and, you know, saying whatever the hell they want to say, but I do think there's more freedom from what it was. I think that's what Bijan is talking about. I think that freedom that he felt like he didn't necessarily have last year, it's changed. Zach's a first-time coordinator, guys. He's young. He came in here, he's like, yo, what's going on? What are we doing? All right, I got Drake, I got Pitts, I got Bijan. I think that has come off, and I think that's what we're going to see. Maybe we get more production out of these guys because they feel a little bit freer.
I think that we're going to see – I mean, like, this is what we think. We don't know because we've never seen Zach Robinson call offensive plays, you know. Jimmy Lake's back in the game as a DC, so we're just going on what we're hearing the players talking about. But, yeah, from the secondary, getting a chance maybe playing more zone and ball hawking. We tried to get it out of Clark Phillips. You'll hear that conversation coming up a little bit later. But, yeah, I think there's reasons to be excited. New set of eyeballs on some of the issues. The issues are the same as last year. You know, we don't get after the quarterback, and we don't create enough turnovers. So, for me, on defense, that's more of the question. I think if Cousins, once he's out there, you're going to be maximizing the talent. That's what everybody wanted to see the last 2 years. We didn't do it.
404-726-0929. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. We got a lot going on. We did watch a lot today. We saw a lot of guys. We talked to a lot of people. Briefly visited with Grady Jarrett, who spoke to the media as well. We'll let you hear a little bit of that coming up. And, you know, the thing about today is, Mike, creating this competition, which I think is kind of carrying over from OTAs. We talked to Clark Phillips. If you were watching today, and we were, he wasn't necessarily running with the first defense, right? Was he in there with the nickel? Yes. But if he's competing for a starting corner spot, who's the other guy that was starting today, and what's that mean? We'll talk about it coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This hour brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. It was good to see our comrades today. Saw steak today, Mike. And here's a funny story. We were waiting to get into the gate because they have security at the Falcons training camp.
Do you know who I am?
And Sandra, so good to see you. She said she was listening on her way back from Panama City to us yesterday, and we love her. You've worked with her for a long time. And Garrett, they were walking in for the steakhouse. We're here to do a show. And I'm waiting at the gate because the lady's like, huh, who are you again? So it's about 5 minutes, maybe 10, maybe 8 minutes before steak show. So he walks up to the gate and he's like, I have my credential right here. I already have it. So the lady goes, I understand, but you still have to wait. I have to clear you. You're going to have to wait a minute. We've got a show starting. Right? So I'm standing there and I'm like, they need to go. They need to get in. I don't have a show starting, but I'll wait, you know. So Steak is pacing. He's pacing around waiting on her to say, okay, you can go in. So he's slowly making his way into the gate. He's slowly, you know, making his way towards the building, right? And she's like, sir, you need to hold up. So then Sandra's like, I'm going to get on the phone. This has got to stop. Like, this is not going to go down this way. So she's calling. She's calling Conti. It's the funniest thing. And I'm standing there, and literally the clock's ticking, and then Steak, like, we've got 5 minutes before this show starts. So literally, then the security lady, her name's Denise, she's great. She's just doing her job. But she's like, okay, you guys can go, and you're going to have to wait, sir. And I'm like, me? Do you know who I am? So, Stanky, it was good to see you today. But, Mike, I was crying because you've always said this.
Dude, he's like a caged animal. I can tell you, years ago, we did this broadcast. The old arena team had a cheerleader calendar shoot. We turned that into a weekend in Jamaica. So, we're down at the Ritz-Carlton doing the radio show. But we're waiting on Jamaican's version of AT&T to show up and connect the line.
Wow.
And it's literally 5:45. We're doing the morning show back then. And same thing, like a caged animal. Sir, I know you do things at your own pace.
but I cannot impress upon you how important it is that you get this thing on the air. You must connect it. Because, you know, Jamaican Gator's like, no worries, man.
Two times.
Reaches up, pulls a wire down the roof. Goes, oh, you're good to go, man. Good to go. Stakes literally like a panther in a cage.
He was. Yeah. So, man, we got a chance to see Sam today. A lot of folks, again, because of our schedules, we just don't get a chance to run into. Right. But it was good to see all of our folks from 92.9 The Game and all of our TV folks as well, man. We got a chance to see all of our people out there at Falcons training camp.
It was full day house. One. Yeah, man, it was a full house in the media room, and Coach Ra was working his magic, and a lot of folks, you know, asking about the facilities and all the newness of it, and of course the newness of being a head coach again.
By the way, speaking of all the folks who showed up today, you don't think there's a real excitement about this team? I got to tell you,
it's
Atlanta.
It's the most packed I've seen that place in 10 years.
I got to tell you, and we've been here.
Right.
We've been doing it. The room looked like we were going to Super Bowl, and we've been there. That's what it looked like after the NFC Championship game, Mike, and we're going to Super Bowl, and the Falcons are getting ready to head to Houston, and we're like, where the hell did all these people come from?
Right.
Because we know who normally is there. That's what it felt like today. It didn't feel that way because we're going to a Super Bowl. It felt that way because of the anticipation and the excitement of, these guys might be pretty damn good. Yeah, this Kirk Cousins thing. I mean, and man, I'm looking around the room, and even the David Bassett, who runs the marketing and not marketing, but the PR department, he's like, dude, I got to get a picture of this because this is not the norm. So I only say that to say we've been saying it on the show, and I know many of you guys are like, yeah, Duke's a bell, whatever. Today was a prime example of what we've been talking about.
The real buzz. And it's funny, you know, it's amongst other folks, you had national media. It was guys from Britain, from Sky Sports. You know, they cover the NFL. And I was chatting.
I missed them.
Chatting with those dudes. And I went back to get a water for Turtle. And so I'm chatting these guys on Sky Sports on their polos. And I said, hey, man, I can't tell you how much I love your Formula One coverage. It's unbelievable. ESPN runs it commercial free.
They're funny, man.
And the guy's like, he goes, well, quite honestly, our budget for the NFL is probably 1/100th of what they use for Formula One. Because basically, you're just taking the NFL feed, and then we'll have some announcers in a room somewhere.
Right.
But they were doing basically all of the NFL camp, so they were shooting video today of the Falcons and Kirk Cousins as well.
It just tells you what's going on.
Right.
Listen, I hope our guys live up to it. I do. If the buzz is real and they are going to play up to their capabilities, then we're going to see a lot more of that. It's Dukes and Bell. We're live at Hooters. We know Game 2 was postponed with the Reds, which means, Mike, the Braves head to take on the New York Mets.
Yeah, and the Mets coming off a big whooping of the Yankees over the weekend. They're feeling good about themselves. I don't know how to gauge the temperature in the room, as it were, for the Braves fans. So to say that it's going to be difficult to repeat the 21 phenomenon, you brought this up yesterday. I only use it as a template for just how, you know, Alex was able to literally get the eye of the needle, thread that needle, made those amazing moves, everything worked. But the team was hitting. The core of that team, you had five guys we just talked about in the infield. I think some Braves fans don't truly appreciate that even when Michael Harris comes back, you brought this up yesterday, it's not like Michael Harris is batting 300. He strikes out a lot. He doesn't walk enough. That's why he couldn't handle the leadoff job. That's why Kelnick kind of got in there. Guys, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I'm not going to sit there and tell you that the Braves have a good chance of winning the World Series. Not the way it's looking right now.
No.
They got to get on a run. How many times do you want to have that false hope? Okay, here we go. 7 of 8. You can't win when you're rolling out Alan Winans. You can't win when you've got this constant rotation of dudes who aren't ready for the majors from the minors. And it just, to me, there's too many pieces you have to add. If Alex can do it, if this team can get hot, yes, of course it can happen. But right now I say the odds are too long.
Yeah, and the infield sucked yesterday. They didn't make plays.
Plain and simple. That's one thing. When you're not hitting, you can't do that. Now, they were hitting a little bit.
Yep.
Unfortunately, Winans gave them 7 earned runs to start the game.
Defense was not solid yesterday. We'll talk more about the Mets. Braves on the road against the Mets. And we'll talk more about what we saw at Falcons training camp. Big O's back at the studio behind the glass. Turtle is here with us, our executive producer, Jersey Mark, Mike, our on-site engineer. Let's hit some headlines.
Strap in, youngins.
Hitting the headlines with Dukes and Bell.
Mike, speaking of Matt Olson, here's what he said on his performance. And I do not, by the way, that all of a sudden things are going to click for him. I think at this point, and this is just my analysis, he's in his head. It's gone on too long. He's struggling, and now you're pressing, and he's been pressing. This is not something at this point in the season where all of a sudden you snap out of it. Now, that doesn't mean he won't get a hit. But if you're telling me over the next, I don't know, month and a half that Olsen's going to turn into the guy we saw last season, I have my doubts about that. Here he is talking about his performance thus far.
Yeah, I mean, it's never easy. You know, it always is magnified when it's happening to yourself. And, you know, you look at as a team, don't feel like we're clicking. So, you know, any competitor is going to be hard on themselves. Unfortunately, it does nothing for the present day and the future. You know, you got to be able to the at-bats that I've had are done. So you can either sit there and linger on them and worry about it or try to learn from it. And, you know, I'm trying to take that second route, continue to, you know, try to get this thing going at the end of the season and, you know, hopefully be peaking here at the end and go for a playoff run.
2 years ago, he went through a dreadful, I mean, awful slump. And then he kind of pulled out of it in September and actually was in a good position with the, in that Philly series. That's year we didn't have enough pitching, Carl.
No.
Got swept, got beat by them. Here, real quick, give you an idea of Matt Olson, how streaky he is this year. Last year, he was money. 189, he batted for April. 270, he batted for May. Okay? 255 in June. Guess what he's batting for July?
What's that?
134.
Oh.
I mean, it's brutal, and he doesn't walk enough. That's another thing. And, you know, they dropped him down to fifth for almost all his entire season. He's being protected by Marcell Ozuna.
He is.
Should be seeing some decent pitches. Ozuna's been the hottest hitter and one of the hottest hitters in the National League. So last year, red hot. This year, kind of back to what his baseball card is. He's kind of like Duvall, you know, as far as it's a 225 kind of guy with some good slugging.
Yeah, I tweeted this out this morning and put them up. See Dukes, follow Mike and Mike Bell, ATL, and follow the show at Dukes and Bell 929. Headlines brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live well. Braves have lost 7 of 10, but it's not that. If you go back to May 11th and you start looking at where this team is offensively, 30 of 34 games, all right, they've scored the third fewest runs in the National League. You go back to May 11th, Mike, that's when they beat the Mets 4-1. But over the last 30 days, I mentioned this yesterday, last in slugging, last in batting average, right? OPS. So it's not just that they've lost 7 of their last 10. This is not a trend. This is who we are. You're going back to May 11th. Guys, it's almost August, and this is what I'm telling you. They are one of the worst hitting teams right now in the National League. And, Mike, until that changes
right. –
Nothing's going to change with this team. Meanwhile, speaking of the Mets, they have the best record, okay, 31-15 since that time, and they've scored the most runs in the majors since May 30th. So May 11th, we beat the Mets 4-1. We go into this slump, whatever the hell's going on with us. Mm-hmm. May 30th, they take off, and all of a sudden, Mike, they are on our butt.
You know, guys who tell us that we're being Debbie Downers on this Braves team, you got to understand, you had an April that was insane. The Braves' April was just bananas. I mean, they're just winning almost every game. And then, unfortunately, they got to the reality where we talked about the hitting that kind of coincides with the injury. You lose Ronald Acuna. You've never replaced him at the top of the lineup. Base stealing is down. The things that made everything hum last year are gone. RC is not hitting. Just isn't. Kelnick was great for about a month. He's ice cold right now. So that's where we stand. You could try. Now, the other thing is, how do you know, fix this? Well, you're not going to bring in big contracts. You already touched on that yesterday. You bring in a big outfielder. We talked about who's that I was talking about yesterday from the Rays?
Rose Reyna.
Bring him in. That's a contract. And then you have a logjam when Acuna comes back.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think they believe, as you said, I think they want to believe in Kelnick because the price is so inexpensive. But yeah, I still think Arcia really did a nice job last year when the whole team was hitting. Maybe they got to find a long-term solution for Arcia, unless he starts to snap out.
Yeah, and remember, he's fairly cheap. I wouldn't if they
now Nacho could play shortstop.
Correct. Right. Yes, but if they moved on from Arcia, it's not going to cost. You know, it's not going to break the bank. We'll see what they do against the Mets. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's talk about training camp because Raheem Morris was talking about all four quarterbacks working together. The news today is Kirk Cousins says, "I'm not playing in the preseason," not because he doesn't want to. He's been told that's not our plan. Here's Raheem Morris.
We obviously have Mike, and it's really good to get those two guys in different situations, right? We can have those guys where one of them working with Kurt, and then sometimes we do split fields where they get a chance to separate and work in the other field. I think Taylor and both of those guys have done a great job for us. And, you know, obviously there's a competition in everything we do with everybody, but when those guys get a chance to go out and play, they're competing in their own rights, but it's like a healthy, competitive environment that we're creating here where there's like all of our guys. I watch Heinicke help Penix. I watch Penix help Paddock. I watch Paddock help Penix. I watch all those guys kind of evolve into a group, Kurt helping everybody, and those guys being able to deliver good information to all of them.
That's Raheem Morris talking about all four quarterbacks. And, Mike, from what he said today, and, again, part of this is managing the situation, to your point. Even though now we know, and we didn't know this morning, but even though now we know Kirk's not going to play in the preseason, he's not getting first-team reps. Kirk is still getting first-team reps.
And Kirk, again, he'll be wearing the red non-contact jersey when they go down to Miami and they scrimmage with them. And we just won't get to see it unless, you know, Fox 5 or that's somebody right. has a camera when they're allowing cameras. But you get to see him. We talked about it. Today was a simulation. It was like there were half – sometimes the ball would come out. Sometimes he just – basically, it's a walkthrough. It was a glorified walkthrough you'd see on a Friday. So that's where we didn't have much to go by other than – to just look at the same thing we told you, minicamp, how big these guys are defensively, the size element we've added. Kyle Pitts looks great. Kyle Pitts looks 100%. That's one thing you can't – I can tell people he looks 100%.
He does.
He's making cuts, making moves, looks great.
All right, coming up, what else is going on around the NFL? Other teams heading to camp today. What's being said? You'll find out in our NFL Blitz. But when we come back, Mike and I talk to Clark Phillips. Is he going to start at corner? And we're going to discuss what we saw today because he wasn't. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game at Hooters. We're live at Hooters, Buford. What's going on, brother? Good to see you, man. Glad you came back out to see us. Thank you. You guys can come out and hang out with us, and we'd love to get a chance to see you. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. I was going to say, Mike, it's always good to meet people who listen to the show, but we've never had a chance to really engage with them. And I got to tell you guys, a lovely lady named April, who works with Swanee Magazine, they were at practice today. Now, they normally don't do sports stuff.
Right.
But they were there because April's a huge Falcon fan, and she actually she got a chance to ask some questions today during the presser with Coach. But we caught her as we were walking out to the field, and she loves 92.9 The Game. She loves Dukes and Bell. Want to give her some love. But, Mike, she was so passionate about the team. And I just want to say, April, it was great meeting you, and we hope to run into you again. But, man, does she know her stuff.
Right on. And it's so cool for folks to get that access, you know, through the media. And they love the team. And I think that's why you and I love what we do so much. I mean, it never gets old. I was walking in today. We were talking to our man Sexual Chocolate, Sam Crenshaw. And I just don't understand how people get – I know, unfortunately, it is what it is. People get jaded in our business. But it's fun, man, and it's true. Hope springs eternal. Just like spring training, getting down to Northport for Braves fans, being out here today, unfortunately, and the Falcons do hate – they're talking to a couple of players. Bijan was talking about it. It sucks not having the juice of the fans on the side of the hill and having 2,000 people there because of the construction. You will be at Mercedes-Benz, also a high school event this weekend we'll tell you more about. But, yeah, man, just – we got some great audience, and it was great to be up here at Hooters. Seeing folks. Jay, by the way, came all the way from Dawsonville.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
Sampling an ice-cold Hey Man Ale. By the way, got our beer. Hey Man Ale is on draft. We brought three kegs this time for our residency here at the Mall of Georgia Hooters location.
What are we, the Venetian?
I said that yesterday.
Caesars?
It's the Dukes and Bell residency. We will be performing all month long and next month here at Hooters.
All right, man. What did we see today? One of the things we were watching, and we told you this going into camp, would be the secondary. Clark Phillips is battling for a corner spot, Mike. Now, we don't know at this point what that's going to look like, who's going to start. But you're not enamored with the guy that is getting a lot of reps right now, are you?
Now, Hughes, it's Mike Hughes. We talked about, you know, the what the resumes are for the guys that make up the Falcons depth chart. And, yeah, there's some picks there for Mike Hughes, but it's like 5 years ago. So we got guys.
5 years ago.
I mean, you can look it up. Hold on. Just want to give you the – give you the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sitting – I don't want to, you know, give you details that are inaccurate here on Dukes and Bell.
But that makes me laugh. You're like, yeah, he got a couple of picks, like, in 2017.
Yeah, if you look at Mike Hughes' numbers, the last time that he had a number of interceptions, he's got three on his career, okay? And the last one occurred in 2021. That's your starting corner opposite A.J. Terrell. We don't have any interceptions in that room.
Right.
And that's why we keep going on and on about all the good corners that are free agents right now. Brian McFadden is still of the opinion we'll wait till the season starts, which I don't think is a great plan because then it's cheaper. You get these guys for like 75 cents on the dollar. But I don't like that idea. I think a guy like Patrick Peterson should be in here for leadership. Yes, he's older, but he's actually done something in this league. And let him mentor guys like Clark Phillips and some of the other dudes in that room.
Yeah, so it's something we're watching. We don't know how it's going to shake out. But we wanted to talk to Clark Phillips today at camp, and we did. First day of practice in the books. Camp is here. First of all, how you feeling, man? What's going on?
Feeling amazing, man. It's so good to be back with the guys and working and back at it.
Clark Phillips was one of the stories last year. You and Drake London getting after it.
Yeah.
What's the difference this year, man? I mean, you're feeling like a vet. You're feeling like you're going to be the starting corner on this team opposite A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, it's year two, man. Just looking for improvement, trying to grow, trying to get better. And, yeah, man, I can't wait to compete with Drake this year.
Well, everybody was telling us, I say everybody, your teammates, Jesse Bates. We talked to A.J., and they were talking about your development and your growth. Talk a little bit about that, man. This offseason, you know, you played a lot last year. But what did you focus on this offseason?
One of the biggest things was just learning from my counterparts, learning from all of the guys that played in front of me. And then really leaning on guys like Coach Gray, Coach Hood, for that development to continue to take place. I feel like I grew a lot last year, but looking to keep on going, man. I'm a young player in this league, and I just want to help the team win.
It's Clark Phillips with us live on Dukes and Bell. What is Jimmy Lake said your role is going to be?
So far, we're just, you know, I'm just kind of cross-training, playing nickel and corner, just trying to learn everything, man. That's the biggest thing, is just trying to get better every single day. So I'm just taking it day by day and just want to keep on going.
Mike, I feel like we're watching a movie right now. Clark Phillips is dropping me day by day, one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it.
You have learned the art in just your second year to not give the media any juice.
Man, listen, what do you want to see yourself out here doing? What do you envision yourself being this season?
Making plays, man. Making plays. Last year we got a few opportunities, and I feel like I capitalized in a lot of situations. And with the coaching staff, I feel like they're giving me great opportunities early on in training camp to get out there and help the guys win. So I'm excited.
Going up against some elites, we saw that last game of the season. That seemed like that was a learning curve for you. What do you take from that last game against New Orleans?
Man, it's great. It's great. It was a great learning experience. As we know, DB, man, is one of the tougher positions on the field, and I'm grateful to be in the fire and grateful to learn, grateful to play, and then, you know, grateful to be with these guys. They couldn't have made it any better.
We're talking with Clark Phillips here, guys. Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Day one of camp is in the books. And is this more or less than what you experienced last year? Like, coming in, your expectations last year, how you felt versus now?
Well, obviously, you know, your first time at anything, man, just seems like it's everything getting thrown at you. And that was my experience last year, but I was grateful for it. I feel like I picked up, and I was picked up where I left off out of college. And then, you know, this year it's like, okay, everything's kind of happening twice now. This is the second time doing everything, so it's definitely a lot more comfortable in a sense.
All right, trying to pull some details out. Now, no secret sauce. Should we expect more zone coverage, more man-to-man, or a mixture of both?
Man, whatever my DC calls, man, I'm gonna go with the flow, man. And we try to sharpen our tools and our knives and our swords, man, so that we're ready for whatever he calls.
Clark, as far as going up against Drake and Kyle every day, you know, talk about that experience, man, because there's high expectations for what the offense is going to look like, especially with Kirk now in the center.
Man, great players, man, fun to guard and practice, and, you know, we expect a big year out of both of them.
And we added some speed. I mean, obviously, we're going to see more balls in the air and balls being caught tomorrow, but it seems like we had a real speed element with Darnell Mooney, some of those other dudes.
What's up, Darnell?
They make some practices real fun. They make practices real fun. Guarding guys like that, you know, you can only be ready for Sundays.
Man, we appreciate you. Good luck this camp, and looking forward to watching.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, guys, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man, he's a good dude. And no, you didn't get the secret sauce, but we tried, did the best we could. But right now, he's in the nickel, and you touched on it. Mike Hughes is the guy that would technically, you know, you could argue, be opposite A.J. Terrell from what we saw today. Now, again, you're going to see multiple looks. This is the first day.
Sure.
But Clark Phillips, is he better suited with his size to be the nickel? I mean, I like his athleticism. I just want to see him evolve. And he was in a tough spot against, obviously, the elite receivers last year. I mean, Olave kind of lit him up in that Saints game, the last game of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, again, you don't base anybody's career, especially your rookie season, on any one game.
Right.
But I'm curious to know, and we'll find this out through the course of camp, what Jimmy Lake thinks about him as to how much we see him on the field in those situations, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're going to look at the preseason. And so it's not just practice. It's, okay, now you're going up against another team. Let's see where he's at. Maybe by the time, Mike, we play the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's worked himself into being a starter. I'll say this. He said it. I don't know if you guys caught it. He said, no headlines. And we all laughed. He's not going to say anything to put himself in jeopardy when he's fighting for a position. He talked about growth and getting better and competing and winning and day by day. And we laughed because that's all very generic. He didn't one time go, you know what, man, I've been working my butt off and I'm out playing Mike Hughes, but they just don't see it right now. Like,
He didn't say that.
Yeah. I saw that depth chart. That's a lot of bull. But no, I mean, it's funny because here's a guy in his second year out of Utah, and he's giving you nothing. Meanwhile, the guy who had the coach basically say, well, we'll evaluate week by week with the quarterback, and then you get Kirk Cousins spilling the beans. No, I'm not going to – they're not going to let me throw in preseason. I'll just be in the scrimmages. So he really is, man. He's like me. He's a big mouth. He can't help himself.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. And by the way, we both like Clark Phillips.
He's a good dude. He's pure energy. He was Energizer Bunny last year at practice.
But defensive player of the year in his conference.
Right.
Like Mike, he was a playmaker coming out of Utah. And when we drafted him, everybody says, oh, who is this kid? He can play, but he's just, again, he's got to find where you can best utilize his skill set. If it's on the outside, great. If it's nickel, great. Whatever it's going
to
be.
He's tough, and I think I said, you know, a lot of guys look at him, they want to compare him for old Falcon fans to Brent Grimes, but he just doesn't have the hops. Grimes, he could literally jump out of the building, but he's an athletic guy. He likes the physicality of it, too. He's just evolving. No, I got no problem with him at a nickel right now, but I just, the overall depth, just real quick, for guys who've missed it, Xavier Howard, Adoree Jackson, Stephon Gilmore, Patrick Peterson, if you want to take it down to the next tier.
Yeah.
J.C. Jackson.
All these guys available.
Yeah, Keon Cross. Eli, all guys you could get for one-year deals. And I'm just – unless Lake and these guys, Coach Jimmy Lake, see something that we're just not getting, because everybody out there – we're going to get more in-depth with Coach Ron in these press conferences about where are you getting this edge rush from. How are you going to protect that corner room when you got guys that maybe don't know how to get after the quarterback?
That's the thing, Mike. That question was asked today. And, again, Ron gave a very generic answer. Mm-hmm. You know, what we want to hear is Harrison's going to be a dog, and he's going to get 10 sacks. We want to hear Ebba Cady's going to take the jump, guys. He's going to have 15 on the year. He said we're going to find ways to get pressure, and we're all kind of still looking at each other and going,
where?
What does that mean?
How?
Where is that coming from? So we might have to wait and see on that.
It's kind of like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Who's looking at the Lost Ark? Top men. Who?
Top men.
Yeah, exactly. What are you? How? Sway?
It's it's one of those things. Hey, we've got tickets for you to go check out the Falcons, and we're going to be down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Friday, August 2nd. So we've got three pair. It's a four-pack of tickets, but we want to give somebody a chance to go and check out the Falcons now. We'll do two more of these between now and the end of 7 o'clock. It's a four-pack of tickets, club and field-level patio access to the Falcons open practice August 2nd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Georgia Lottery. 404-726-0929. Let's give it to caller number 10 right now, just for listening to Dukes and Bell and hanging out and trying to figure out what's going on with our Dirty Birds. One guy hit me up, Mike, Eastside, Rob the Barbarian. He says, it's one thing if Kirk Cousins is going to do it, talking about playing in the preseason. Mm-hmm. But he says, just tell the truth. I think Coach said what he said, not knowing Cousins was going to come up to the podium and say
the beans.
It.
Yeah, man. Rod danced around the subject, and Kirk just said, yeah, I want to go, but yeah, they're probably not going to let me play in the preseason. So, guys, not a knock on Taylor Heinicke, who grew up right down the street, but we've seen the ceiling. We know what he is. He is a serviceable backup.
Yep.
There was no great improvement when he took over, if we're honest, from Desmond Ridder. At least he didn't look like the guy that beat us when he was with the Commanders, right? And unfortunately, I don't know if that was Arthur Smith or whatever. I want to see as much Penix as possible. And look, there's still a slim chance that Cousins may have an issue with that Achilles. Let's get Penix the most reps, Carl. I want to see him play in the entire first half of these games. Certainly the fans do. MPJ, baby. LFG.
I agree. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take you around the NFL, other camps. I told you, by the end of this week, everybody's at camp, okay? And there are other things being said and things going on. We saw Jerry Jones today talking about his situation, guys. He's got a disgruntled wide receiver. He's got a quarterback who's saying, hey, you paying me? Because if not, probably at the end of the season, I'm going somewhere else, and I'm going to make this money whether I'm here or not. He's got Micah Parsons, who's been All-Pro 3 years in a row, who's set to get paid, but they don't have to.
And Micah Parsons on record saying, I'm not really feeling this defensive coordinator.
They got some issues. We're going to take you around the NFL, but when we come back, also find out what the Falcons' mantra is this season. You want to know what they're talking about up here at Flowery? We're going to tell you. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters in Buford Mall of Georgia location on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're live at Hooters, Buford. What's going on, brother? Good to see you, man. Glad you came back out to see us. Thank you. You guys can come out and hang out with us, and we'd love to get a chance to see you. This hour is brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Visit mancavestore.com. I was going to say, Mike, it's always good to meet people who listen to the show, but we've never had a chance to really engage with them. And I got to tell you guys, a lovely lady named April, who works with Swanee Magazine. They were at practice today. Now, they normally don't do sports stuff.
Right.
But they were there because April's a huge Falcon fan, and she actually she got a chance to ask some questions today during the presser with Coach. But we caught her as we were walking out to the field, and she loves 92.9 The Game. She loves Dukes and Bell. Want to give her some love. But, Mike, she was so passionate about the team. And I just want to say, April, it was great meeting you, and we hope to run into you again. But, man, does she know her stuff.
Right on. And it's so cool for folks to get that access, you know, through the media. And they love the team. And I think that's why you and I love what we do so much. I mean, it never gets old. I was walking in today. We were talking to our man Sexual Chocolate, Sam Crenshaw. And I just don't understand how people get so – I know, unfortunately, it is what it is. People get jaded in our business. But it's fun, man, and it's true. Hope springs eternal, just like spring training, getting down to Northport for Braves fans, being out here today, unfortunately. And the Falcons do hate – they're talking to a couple of players. Bijan was talking about it. It sucks not having the juice of the fans on the side of the hill and having 2,000 people there because of the construction. You will be at Mercedes-Benz, also a high school event this weekend we'll tell you more about. But, yeah, man, just we got some great audience, and it was great to be up here at Hooters. Seeing folks. Jay, by the way, came all the way from Dawsonville.
Oh, thanks, Jay.
Sampling an ice-cold Hey Man Ale. By the way, got our beer. Hey Man Ale is on draft. We brought 3 kegs this time for our residency here at the Mall of Georgia Hooters location.
What are we, the Venetian?
I said that yesterday.
Caesars?
It's the Dukes and Bell residency. We will be performing all month long and next month here at Hooters.
All right, man. What did we see today? One of the things we were watching, and we told you this going into camp, would be the secondary. Clark Phillips is battling for a corner spot, Mike. Now, we don't know at this point what that's going to look like, who's going to start. But you're not enamored with the guy that is getting a lot of reps right now, are you?
Now, Hughes, it's Mike Hughes. We talked about, you know, the what the resumes are for the guys that make up the Falcons depth chart. And, yeah, there's some picks there for Mike Hughes, but it's like 5 years ago. So we got guys.
5 years ago.
I mean, you can look it up. Hold on. Just want to give you the numbers.
Yeah.
I don't want to be sitting. I don't want to, you know, give you details that are inaccurate here on Dukes and Bell.
But that makes me laugh. You're like, yeah, he got a couple of picks like in 2017.
Yeah, if you look at Mike Hughes' numbers, the last time that he had a number of interceptions, he's got 3 on his career. Okay. And the last one occurred in 2021.
Mm.
That's your starting corner opposite A.J. Terrell. We don't have any interceptions in that room.
Right.
And that's why we keep going on and on about all the good corners that are free agents right now. Bryant McFadden is still of the opinion we'll wait till the season starts, which I don't think is a great plan because then it's cheaper. You get these guys for like 75 cents on the dollar. But I don't like that idea. I think a guy like Patrick Peterson should be in here for leadership. Yes, he's older, but he's actually done something in this league. And let him mentor guys like Clark Phillips and some of the other dudes in that room.
Yeah, so it's something we're watching. We don't know how it's going to shake out. But we wanted to talk to Clark Phillips today at camp, and we did.
First day of practice in the books. Camp is here. First of all, how you feeling, man? What's going on?
Feeling amazing, man. It's so good to be back with the guys and working and back at it.
Clark Phillips was one of the stories last year. You and Drake London getting after it.
Yeah.
What's the difference this year, man? I mean, you're feeling like a vet. You're feeling like you're going to be the starting corner on this team opposite A.J. Terrell.
Yeah, it's year 2, man. Just looking for improvement, trying to grow, trying to get better. And, yeah, man, I can't wait to compete with Drake this year.
Well, everybody was telling us, I say everybody, your teammates, Jesse Bates. We talked to A.J., and they were talking about your development and your growth. Talk a little bit about that, man. This offseason, you know, you played a lot last year. But what did you focus on this offseason?
One of the biggest things was just learning from counterparts, learning from all of the guys that played in front of me. And then really leaning on guys like Coach Gray, Coach Hood, for that development to continue to take place. I feel like I grew a lot last year, but looking to keep on growing, man. I'm a young player in this league, and I just want to help the team win.
It's Clark Phillips with us live on Dukes and Bell. What is Jimmy Lake said your role is going to be?
So far, I'm just kind of cross-training, playing nickel and corner, just trying to learn everything, man. That's the biggest thing, is just trying to get better every single day. So I'm just taking it day by day and just want to keep on growing.
Mike, I feel like we're watching a movie right now. Clark Phillips is dropping it day by day, one day at a time.
Yeah, that's it.
You have learned the art in just your second year to not give the media any juice.
Man, listen, what do you want to see yourself out here doing? What do you envision yourself being this season?
Making plays, man. Making plays. Last year we got a few opportunities, and I feel like I capitalized in a lot of situations. And with the coaching staff, I feel like they're giving me great opportunities early on in training camp to get out there and help the guys win. So I'm excited.
Going up against some elites, we saw that last game of the season. That seemed like that was a learning curve for you. What do you take from that last game against New Orleans?
Man, it's great. It's great. Great learning experience. As we know, DB man is one of the tougher positions on the field, and I'm grateful to be in the fire and grateful to learn, grateful to play, and then you know, grateful to be with these guys. They couldn't have made it any better.
We're talking with Clark Phillips here, guys. Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Day one of camp is in the books. And is this more or less than what you experienced last year? Like, coming in, your expectations last year, how you felt versus now?
Well, obviously, you know, your first time at anything, man, just seems like it's everything getting thrown at you. And that was my experience last year. But I was grateful for it. I feel like I picked up, and I was picked up where I left off out of college. And then, you know, this year it's like, okay, everything's kind of happening twice now. This is the second time doing everything. So it's definitely a lot more comfortable in a sense.
All right, trying to pull some details out. Now, no secret sauce. Should we expect more zone coverage, more man-to-man? How a mixture of both?
Man, whatever my DC calls, man, I'm gonna go with the flow, man. And we try to sharpen our tools and our knives and our swords, man, so that we're ready for whatever he calls.
Clark, as far as going up against Drake and Kyle every day, you know, talk about that experience, man, because there's high expectations for what the offense is going to look like, especially with Kirk now in the center.
Man, great players, man, fun to guard and practice, and, you know, we expect a big year out of both of them.
And we added some speed. I mean, obviously, we see more balls in the air and balls being caught tomorrow, but yeah. Seems like we had a real speed element with Darnell Mooney, some of those other dudes.
What's up, Darnell?
They make some practices real fun. They make practices real fun. Guarding guys like that, you know, you can only be ready for Sundays.
Man, we appreciate you. Good luck this camp, and looking forward to watching.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you, guys, man.
You got
appreciate
it.
Yeah, man, he's a good dude. And no, you didn't get the secret sauce, but we tried, did the best we could. But right now, he's in the nickel, and you touched on it. Mike Hughes is the guy that would technically, you know, you could argue, be opposite A.J. Terrell from what we saw today. Now, again, you're going to see multiple looks. This is the first day.
Sure.
But Clark Phillips, is he better suited with his size to be the nickel? I mean, I like his athleticism. I just want to see him evolve. And he was
too.
In a tough spot against, obviously, elite receivers last year. I mean, Olave kind of lit him up in that Saints game, the last game of the year.
Yeah, and, you know, again, you don't base anybody's career, especially your rookie season, on any one game.
Right.
But I'm curious to know, and we'll find this out through the course of camp, what Jimmy Lake thinks about him as to how much we see him on the field in those situations, right? Mm. And then you're going to look at the preseason. And so it's not just practice. It's, okay, now you're going up against another team. Let's see where he's at. Maybe by the time, Mike, we play the Pittsburgh Steelers, he's worked himself into being a starter. I'll say this. He said it, and I don't know if you guys caught it. He said, no headlines. And we all laughed. He's not going to say anything to put himself in jeopardy when he's fighting for a position. He talked about growth and getting better and competing and winning and day by day. And we laughed because that's all very generic. He didn't one time go, you know what, man, I've been working my butt off and I'm out playing Mike Hughes, but they just don't see it right now. Like, he didn't say that.
Yeah, I saw that depth chart. That's a lot of bull. But no, I mean, it's funny because here's a guy in his second year you know, out of Utah, and he's giving you nothing. Meanwhile, the guy who had the coach basically say, well, we'll evaluate week by week with the quarterback, and then you get Kirk Cousins spilling the beans. No, I'm not going to – they're not going to let me throw in preseason. I'll just be in the scrimmages. So he really is, man. He's like me. He's a big mouth. He can't help himself.
What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. And by the way, we both like Clark Phillips.
He's a good dude. He's pure energy. He was,
and by the way,
Energizer Bunny last year at practice.
But defensive player of the year in his conference.
Right.
Like Mike, he was a playmaker coming out of Utah. And when we drafted him, everybody says, oh, who is this kid? He can play, but he's just, again, he's got to find where you can best utilize his skill set. If it's on the outside, great. If it's nickel, great. Whatever it's going
to
be.
He's tough, and I think I said, you know, a lot of guys look at him, they want to compare him for old Falcon fans to Brent Grimes, but he just doesn't have the hops. Grimes, he could literally jump out of the building, but he's an athletic guy. He likes the physicality of it, too. He's just evolving. No, I got no problem with him at a nickel right now, but I just, the overall depth, just real quick for guys who've missed it, Xavier Howard, Adoree Jackson, Stephon Gilmore, Patrick Peterson, if you want to take it down to the next tier.
Yeah.
J.C. Jackson.
All these guys available.
Yeah, Keon Cross. Eli, all guys you can get for one-year deals. And I'm just – unless Lake and these guys, Coach Jimmy Lake, see something that we're just not getting, because everybody out there – we're going to get more in-depth with Coach Ron in these press conferences about where are you getting this edge rush from. How are you going to protect that corner room when you got guys that maybe don't know how to get after the quarterback?
That's the thing, Mike. That question was asked today. And, again, Ron gave a very generic answer. Mm-hmm. You know, what we want to hear is Harrison's going to be a dog, and he's going to get 10 sacks. We want to hear Ebikade's going to take the jump, guys. He's going to have 15 on the year. He said we're going to find ways to get pressure, and we're all kind of still looking at each other going, where? What does that mean?
How?
Where is that coming from? So we might have to wait and see on that.
It's kind of like the end of Raiders of the Lost Ark. Who's looking at the Lost Ark? Top men. Yeah. Who?
Top men.
Yeah, exactly. What are you? How, Sway?
It's it's one of those things. Hey, we've got tickets for you to go check out the Falcons, and we're going to be down there at Mercedes-Benz Stadium next Friday, August 2nd. So we've got three pair. It's a four-pack of tickets, but we want to give somebody a chance to go and check out the Falcons now. We'll do two more of these between now and the end of 7 o'clock. It's a four-pack of tickets, club and field-level patio access to the Falcons open practice August 2nd at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. It's all brought to you by our friends at the Georgia Lottery. 404-726-0929. Let's give it to caller number 10 right now, just for listening to Dukes and Bell and hanging out and trying to figure out what's going on with our Dirty Birds. One guy hit me up, Mike Eastside, Rob the Barbarian. He says, it's one thing if Kirk Cousins is going to do it, talking about playing in the preseason. Mm-hmm. But he says, just tell the truth. I think Coach said what he said, not knowing Cousins was going to come up to the podium
spill
and say
the beans.
It.
Yeah, man. Rod danced around the subject, and Kirk just said, yeah, I want to go, but yeah, they're probably not going to let me play in the preseason. So, guys, not a knock on Taylor Heinicke, who grew up right down the street, but we've seen the ceiling. We know what he is. He is a serviceable backup.
Yep.
There was no great improvement when he took over, if we're honest, from Desmond Ridder. At least he didn't look like the guy that beat us when he was with the Commanders, right? And unfortunately, I don't know if that was Arthur Smith or whatever. I want to see as much Penix as possible. And look, there's still a slim chance that Cousins may have an issue with that Achilles. Let's get Penix the most reps, Carl. I want to see him play in the entire first half of these games.
You.
Certainly the fans do. MPJ, baby. LFG.
I agree. All right, we're going to come back. We're going to take you around the NFL, other camps. I told you, by the end of this week, everybody's at camp, okay? And there are other things being said and things going on. We saw Jerry Jones today talking about his situation, guys. He's got a disgruntled wide receiver. He's got a quarterback who's saying, hey, you paying me? Because if not, probably at the end of the season, I'm going somewhere else, and I'm going to make this money whether I'm here or not. He's got Micah Parsons, who's been All-Pro 3 years in a row, who's set to get paid, but they don't have to.
And Micah Parsons on record saying, I'm not really feeling this defensive coordinator.
They got some issues. We're going to take you around the NFL, but when we come back also, find out what the Falcons' mantra is this season. You want to know what they're talking about up here at Flowery? We're going to tell you. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell live at Hooters in Buford Mall of Georgia location on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style.
you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.